Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am the Psychic Medium Tony Green. I will be doing an hour of answering questions live on the air via phone calls and YouTube chat. If you would like to watch the show and you're on one of the podcasts, you can watch every Monday or Wednesday at Monday at noon and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Both of those times are essential. I'm just, you know what, every single show, I don't think I have ever done a smooth intro, never. And I don't really mind that. I'm actually very nervous. I know. I'm actually very nervous when the show starts, until I start answering questions or channeling. I'm actually very nervous because by nature, I'm a little bit of a shy person. I don't know why I'm sharing all this because I'm nervous. Once I start channeling or answering questions and connecting with loved ones, everything is okay. So let's get to it. Please don't get scammed. Don't fall for anybody reaching out to you, telling you you need something or pretending to be me. The only way that you can connect with me is on my website, tonig.info, or my business number. If you did call in, or if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. And please don't forget to hit the 1 on your number pad if you have a question. So that's what I have for you. Now I'm going to get started with answering questions. Hey, J.A., how are you? Amy's here. Rebecca's here. We have some callers here. It's going to be a good show, everybody. I'm going to right away start with songs because I'm hearing songs. Now, the song can be a song you know, they know, or you knew they knew, or the answer to a question that you may have. So the first song I'm hearing is Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree If You Still Want Me. Oh my gosh. How old of a song is that? If you guys think, and let me just say this, if you guys think I'm just like, I would never think of that song. Okay, the next song is, and remember, this can answer a question. See, here I go. They're here, the energies. I'm good. I'm going. These songs could be a song you love, they love, you listen together. And when I say they, I mean your loved ones on the other side. It could be a song that answers a question that you have about life, love, career, finances, any and or all of the above. Song is, It's Raining Men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Okay, that's all I'm going to sing of that one. And yes, please, I know I can't sing. If you're new to the show, everybody knows I can't sing. You are not making an amazing, astounding revelation by telling us that. We all know this girl can't sing. No need to announce that. Okay, we covered that. The next song is Dark to My Eyes. That's all I can sing of it because that's all I'm getting. But if you know that song, you know it's for you. The next that I'm getting is Purple Rain. The next song that I'm getting is You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. And I'm laughing because sometimes they just jump in and they start singing it, and I don't know what's coming out of my mouth when that happens. And the last song, the very last song for right now is, they're actually arguing over who's going to send the song through. So I'm just giving them a second, not arguing like they're, I guess, I have a full house here, folks. So yeah. The next song is, okay, I'm just hearing Tina Turner, and then somebody is showing me Donnie and Marie. So I hear Tina Turner, and then they're showing me Donnie and Marie. So those are the songs. Now I'm going to go into names. Now this could be your name, a loved one's name, or a loved one on the other side's name. If it's your name, it's your name. And if I say a name, it could be more, like if I say the name Robert or Roberta, which I'm hearing, if there are five people that know a Robert or Roberta, it could be for all of them. So I'm going to just do names, and I'm going to try to do it very quickly because there's so many people on the call log and in the chat. And yes, you can put questions in the chat. I will get to them as soon as I can. And then I'm going to all callers. And again, if you would like to call in and talk, 845-277-9131 is the call-in number. The next name I'm hearing is Brent, and then Brett, and then I'm hearing seeing the name Cairo. Now I'm also hearing Kiara. But those are two different names because the way that is, those are two different names. Then I'm hearing the name Jocelyn and Peppermint. And it, again, you know, once I heard Cinnamon and then it was somebody's father's racing horse or horse was named that. So from now on, if I hear something, I just say it because it's going to mean something to somebody. And that might have been the name of a puppy or a turtle or I don't know what. But if I hear it, I say it. And I'm going to do just a couple more names. Then they all, they come at me to get their name. Okay, Betty, Betsy, Marianne, Lorenzo, Mitzi, Minnie, Locita, Lochita? I have no idea. I'm going to do Doug. The next name I'm hearing is Doug, and then I'm just Penny, and then Mr. White, whatever that is. Okay, I'm done with names. I am done with songs. I'm going to do a little channeling throughout the show. I'm going to try to channel the answers as much as I can tonight. I'm going to let them come in and speak it for you, because I've known for a very long time that I am supposed to, like, channel, like, straight up channel, and so I'm just trying to integrate it more in for everybody, okay? Okay, I'm going to bring this back to here right there. I think that's where everybody begins. Hey, Let Me Rise. Hey, Laura, J.A., Kavita, Jess, thank you all so much for being here today. Thank you, everybody who has called in. 845-277-9131 is the call-in number. Please call in if you have a question. If you don't, if you don't want to call in and you want to post it on YouTube while we are live for an hour, please post it. Please remember this show does air on TV stations. That's why we're limited to that hour time. So just be aware of that. When I call your area code, please tell me your first name and where you're calling from, and then have one exact question available for me. And or if you want to connect with a loved one on the other side, I just need the first name of your loved one, their relationship to you, whether it's a friend, father, aunt, whomever it is. You have a direct question for them, give me the question right away. Okay, here we go. 111, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Trish. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Trish, how can I help you today? Thank you for calling in.
I was wondering if you were picking up anything about a change in finances.
Yeah. Now, okay, so here's again where I'm going to say, you know, sometimes spirit can be a smarty pants. And when I say, you know, ask an exact question, what do you really want to know? Let me know what you really want to know, because if you just want to know, is there going to be a change in your finance? They're saying yes, and they're not going to give me more, because what you ask is kind of what you get. But here's what I'm going to say, because if you're being secretive, they're figuring you don't want that information out. They're not figuring you're trying to make me figure everything out and give you the answers. So, Trish, I'm going to say, yes, there is a change in finance, and I'm going to give you one opportunity to change that question if there was more to that answer that you wanted.
Okay. Will there be a positive increase in finances?
Okay, thank you for asking that and putting it in a more exact way, because I'm going to tell you, it's not me. It is not me. It is them. And whatever you ask them, they're going to give you that direct answer. And they're not always like the most I have callers that have been listening for years, and they'll say, when I need the truth, when I need it blunt, I know to come to you, because they don't play with you guys. They're not going to mess with your life. They're going to give you the truth. Okay, Trish, the answer is it's going to be up and down. Yes, there's going to be a bump in your finances, but they're saying a lot, but I'm not going to put it off. The way they're saying it is a couple of different ways. First and foremost, yes, you're going to have money come in. It is more. It's a little more. It's not as much as you want it to be, but there is something coming in. Now, what they are saying, if you want to have more money, spend less. I think they're talking to both of us, Trish. I think they're talking to both of us. Stop it. You just hush now. You just don't understand, Spirit. So what I'm going to say to you is yes, but be conscious of your spending choices, and don't, like, if you're expecting or you get a little bump in income, let's say it's a one-time thing, don't find a way to make it to stretch it out. But if it's let's say a bump or an increase in work, it's just not going to equal out to as much as you thought it was going to. Whatever this is, it's not going to be quite as much as you thought it was. So manage it appropriately. Okay.
Got it.
I need to ask a question, Trish. Are you expecting, I know this is weird, are you expecting a lump sum?
I am.
And is it from an inheritance?
No.
Okay. I feel like, and I'm just going to say this, if this is not for you, I apologize. And I hope it's not for you, because that means you would have had to lose somebody. But somebody, if it's not you, somebody is going to be receiving an inheritance. I just keep hearing something about an inheritance. I just keep hearing the word inheritance. The lump sum you're going to get, Trish, is a good amount, but it's not going to be quite as much as you expect it to be or you're hoping it's going to be. But they're saying manage it and or make it they're so funny. They're saying, like, spread it out, and they're showing me, like, spreading Nutella on a piece of bread. Like, you're going to have to spread this out. Like, don't go hog wild with it. But the other thing I'm hearing, Trish, if there is an inheritance coming in, I'm so sorry for your loss, but that might be something that comes a little bit down the line also. But again, I hope not, because that would mean that you've lost somebody you care about. Okay, love?
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, I am going to go to, okay, again, so you guys, if you want to, Laura, can you give me a person you want to connect with, and I'll be happy to do that again for you. Let me rise. May I please have a message from my mom, Sonia? Yes. Let me rise. Sonia, your mom, the first thing, I'm seeing water, a shore and water, and then near. What looks like it would, it's not mountains, but like a cavern or something like that. It's not like a long sandy beach. So if you're familiar, I'm going to actually scroll down from where I am right now. And I would like you, let me rise, to confirm if you're familiar with that for your mom. And then, okay, so the next thing that I'm getting is, okay. The next thing Sonia would want to say, or your mom would want to show you, or have me say, because I'm seeing something, I said show you. But there are big birds, like they're not seagulls. Maybe they are seagulls. They're big birds flying in the sky over this seashore type of place. Okay, so that's what I have for that vision. She's showing me that should be some sort of confirmation for you. If you're not familiar with that, ask family members. They might know about this. This might even be from her childhood or from her younger years or your younger years, whatever it is. Okay, the first thing that she would want to say to you is you, she's singing a song, you are so beautiful. So that is a message. And then the next thing is that there is going to be something coming into your life within a month. Is it within March? No, within a month. And it's going to be something that uplifts you. I think if you're working on your abilities, it's going to be something with that. I feel like what I'm seeing is that. Let me rise said, okay, so let me rise said, sounds like something I painted. Thank you for the confirmation. So she's watching you. She's watching you, and she's there with it. You have something coming in. Thank you, Let Me Rise, for confirming. Something coming in within a month. It's going to surprise you. I don't know if you're working on your gift. I don't know if you're working on, and your gift could be your painting, but it's going to up-level. It's going to up-level for you. There's going to be a huge up level for you in that. And whether that means if you sell your paintings or your abilities of painting, whatever it is, there's going to be something really very nice for you coming in. I hope that was good for you. I hope that helped you, Lemmy Rise. So please, and of course she loves you. And of course she loves you. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. If you'd like to put your question in, you can join us live on YouTube and put your question in the chat. And here we go, 610-610, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much, Sonia. I'm sorry. Sonia, how can I help you today?
Yeah. Actually, I had spoken to you a while back, and I've just, made a conscious decision based on that. But I don't know if you remember, but I had called in about, I guess, my partner of 8 years had cheated on me in September. And, I was dealing with that at the moment. And, she has, she reached out for my birthday. She sent me a letter, a little package. And then some text. The last text was like, you're not talking to me, and I hate that, and it does not like you, and I'm not responding. So it's just like dead. But in that process, I've been doing things, and I am in the process of listing my home or selling, and my goal is to move down to Florida. And
okay.
And I'm doing boxes as we speak to get rid of some of her stuff, which that's I'm going to be sending it to storage, and then contact her to come and collect it because it's really bothering me that she still has stuff here. But anyways, my question is, how do you see how that whole process going? Because I'm kind of prepping my home, and we're going to target sometime in June to list it. How do you see me? How do you see things going with the whole sale process and the price I want? And was it selling quick? Like, anything you're picking up about that at all? That would be very, very helpful for me.
Okay, so a couple things. The first thing about the home, it's going to list, it's going to sell, it's going to go very quickly. It may even, it's going to do very well on the market. I'm going to leave it at that. You're going to find a place. Make sure you know the bigger thing, the listing the property and the selling it, it's going to do well. But the bigger thing I'm hearing for you is make sure you know exactly where you want to be in Florida, and make sure you know what the housing market is there if you plan on buying and or renting.
No. So actually, I want to be very close to family. I'm going to rent for maybe 6 months or so. Right. Take my time, not rush it, and then buy. I'm not rushing any purchase. I want to rent the smallest place as possible and then put the rest of my stuff in storage.
Okay, and I feel like here's what I feel like for you, and I'm going to skip ahead. And I'm going to tell you, once you get to Florida, it's going to be a game changer for you. You're going to do really well in Florida. And it's almost like I want to say you get a do-over, or you get to restart is the word they're using. And you're going to have a lot of fun there. You're going to have a lot of fun, but, keep it sensible is what I mean. I don't know why. You don't seem like the person who goes
fun
to
how.
Have been.
Fun how? Like, what do you mean?
Sometimes when we get around certain family members, we can be a little cha-cha-cha. But anyway, what I'm hearing is you're gonna do well. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have a lot of fun. And when you get there, make sure you hit the ground running also. And if you do see something you like, be a little bit aggressive, but don't go over budget on it. Okay, that's what I'm hearing for that. As far as your ex and putting things in storage, I would see if there's a better, how can I say this? I understand you're a very good person and that's the way that you want to do it. And that's a really good way to do it without having communication. I love that. You need to make sure it's for 1 month and 1 month only, and you don't incur any other cost than that. And it's not your responsibility after a month, and don't feel badly about anything after that, okay, sweetie?
Yeah, that was my plan. Yeah, I was going to do 2 months, but I'm like, why should I? Because I have to pay administrative fee, all the labor to pack it in, to make the trips and move it, and then I have to buy a padlock. So I'm paying all that. I don't want any money back from her. I don't even want to talk to her. I just want her to leave me alone. That's all I want.
Yeah, absolutely keep it like that because it's going to be very – anything, you know, anything that you give or do is a hook that will, she'll think is an opportunity to come back. So keep it, no communication. You're doing all the right things. I love that you're making the move. What I see is it's going to center you and empower you to move it. Okay, love?
Right. Do you see me getting a bit above my asking price? Because the house is in top-notch space, in shape, and I've spent a lot of money in upgrades.
Yeah, what I'm getting is it's going to do very well on the market, meaning
okay.
I don't know what your asking price is going to be, but I'm hearing it's going to do very well on the market. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, hopefully I'll get my asking price or a little above. I mean, actually, I'll let you know. My asking price is $425. That's my asking price.
I think you're going to get more, but the more you want I think you're going to get a little more than what you're asking. That's what I'm hearing right now. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go to a question on YouTube, and here we go. J.A., I'm wondering if there's any messages for me or advice. J.A., can you do me a favor, and again, just make it an exact question about an exact thing, because people don't always love it when I just spew out advice for them. I know sometimes people say, oh, just tell me anything they want to say, and then, you know, people get a little bit offended by that. So while I'm on the show, for it to be the most efficient for the callers and to answer the most questions for everybody, just an exact question about life, love, career, finances, whatever it is, and or a loved one on the other side, and that's the best way. And I know not everybody likes that, but me while I'm doing the show, okay? Who was the next caller? 610. I think it's 610. 610, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Actually, it's Sonia. I was just listening in. You just gave me a reading.
Okay. Thank you, Sonia. Okay, now I'm going to go to the next caller who is, sorry about that, Sonia. 352-352, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Matthew. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Matthew. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Matthew, how can I help you tonight?
Yes, I want to talk about free will. What is it?
Yes.
And I know us humans have free will, but what about animals? Give me a whole 9 yards.
Yeah, you know, animals So humans have free will, which means we can make choices. Animals, to a certain extent, their free will comes in. This is what I'm getting. I love this question. Animals also have free will. So domesticated animals or animals that we keep in our homes, it would seem like they don't have as free of will, but prior to coming in, we and they have made an agreement to pick each other and what's going to happen. And so when they come in and they are in our lives, they've already made that choice, their free will choice to be in our homes and in our lives. And oh my gosh, I have the most goosebumps right here. And then they also can have free will while they're with you of, you know, how they behave just like a child does. And that's, and how much they learn or progress just like, kind of like a child. So yes, animals also have free will. Now, animals out in the wild, they have what we would think is more free will because they're out there and like they can go any place and do anything. But it's much like humans where animals follow their flocks or their groups, and they, most of the time, wherever they start is kind of the area they stay in. They stay within their, like, animal tribes also, like a cyclical family unit, and they have those choices. So if you look at, like, a lion family, a gorilla family in the wild, how they kind of interact is the same way in some sense. Don't come after me, folks. I'm doing the best I can with the visions I'm getting. And the way it's coming through is kind of like a family dynamic for humans where they may go through situations, but it's not like an animal in the wild, like a lion is going to leave and head off to Italy, let's just say, or a different part without its tribe. It'll stay within that tribe and have its free will within that family tribe unit. So, Matthew, I always love, and the same thing, like, they're showing me, like, for dolphins, like, and ocean creatures, again, you know, you have your schools of, and they all have their, they can have free will to go off, but they probably wouldn't because they want to stay where there's groups of numbers. And that's such a crazy, great question. Matthew, thank you so much for I love that.
Thanks for this afternoon.
Oh, of course. Anytime, Matthew. Anytime. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime, okay?
All right. Bye, Tony.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You have a great day, Matthew. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go to the next question. Scrolling down a little bit. Thank you. Just wondering if there is any messages for me. Okay, so we have a lot of people in the chat just wanting any messages. Again, I love giving messages. It's a little easier if you guys would just give me an exact question, because that question, when I ask that question, it also gives me permission to get into your energy. So I know Kavita and JA both are asking, can you just give me a general message? So I'm going to ask you guys to please put it in the form, like an exact question, just so at least I have something to start with and go from there. Hi, Tony. Do you see Katie coming back to me and agreeing to work together to host my classes, even though they are a bit controversial? Is Katie going to go back and work with her on the classes? No, I feel like if you, okay, so I'm going to put the question on the screen for everybody. I feel like if you want her to come back, you're going to have to change a few things, but she's also going through something personally. She has something personal going on in her life, and that is part of it. But I feel like she feels like she's also the statement that I would get, and this isn't a good or bad descriptor for her. She's a bit particular, and she likes things to be in the way she likes them to be. I'm not going to say she's very controlling, but if she can't do certain things in her way for the program, classes, events, whatever it is, then she feels like maybe she doesn't want to be a part of it. So I would say start looking for someone else who is more in alignment with your vision and with your goals and is in agreement with your classes, feels like, yeah, this is really needed. Let's do this. And that will be a better fit because they'll be more excited about working with you and getting everything put together. Okay, that is what I have for you, first name, last name. I hope that is helpful. Okay. Thank you, Jess, for that compliment. I think the next person is going to be I am going to go to, I can't remember what the last number was, but I'm going to go to 516. I think that's 516. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Kavita from Long Island, New York.
Hey, Kavita. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Hey, Kavita. How can I help you today?
Okay. I was wondering, I'm working on some projects. I just started. I'm doing books, like photography books, and some a cookbook. What do you see happening with these projects? I want to sell them on Amazon.
Yeah, I feel, you know, the first thing I hear is good and better. I don't know which one is good and which one is better, but I feel like they're both going to go over. I do feel like you're going to have to do a ton of promoting of them. I do feel like, though, it's going to be so worth it. It's going to be really worth it. Just personally for yourself, it's going to be worth it. So I'm hearing full steam ahead, get this project going, get it up and running. Those are the statements that we would give you for this project. And we do feel like that, don't be unabashedly like shameless in it, meaning really, I think what that means is really put it out there, Kavita. Don't be,
okay.
Just like talk about it, okay, love?
Okay, great, thank you.
You are so welcome, sweetie. I hope that was helpful for you.
Yes, thanks.
You are welcome. Okay, I'm going to go to the next question in the chat. And hey, Heather, how are you? Happy Wednesday. So awesome to see you. Sorry, I'm only repeating because the chat moves. Is there any message from my guides? Okay, J.A. Listen, I'm going to do the best I can. That's not an exact question. I don't like answering, like, if you can give me anything questions, because you don't always get what you like. I like to answer on a specific topic. That's the way Spirit asks me to work. That's what I try to do. So, but since you've posted this again, I will try instead of skipping over you again. So the first thing they're saying is don't take things personally. The next thing that they're saying is you have to work more to move in the direction you want. Don't settle for what is in front of you. Put yourself into a challenge mode and don't accept peanuts or smaller. Make sure that you are they're using the statement, the pedal to the metal, like they're showing me a runner in a race with the hands on the ground and the 1 foot back getting ready to kick off. And they're saying to make sure, like, again, hit the ground running, get it going. Don't put it off. So, you know, I want to ask you a question, J.A. Is there some venture or something you're thinking of, whether it's your own business or a project or something with whomever you're with that you're something you're promoting? I hear the word promoting, or you're wanting to promote. So what I'm hearing is whatever it is for you, freaking take off with it. I mean, if it's a new business or whatever, you know, make sure you're financially stable. Don't quit your day job and balance them, make them work. I would never give that advice to anybody because real world, real bills. But whatever it is, once you put your energy into it and you go, whatever it is, if you've been thinking about this or you've just started it, put your energy into it and have the knowing it's going to go where you want it to go. J.A., I hope that is helpful for you and that did answer the message for you. And I hope it makes sense. Most of all, I hope it makes sense for you. I really, really hope it makes sense for you, okay? 203-203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michelle calling from Georgia.
Hey, Michelle, how can I help you today?
Let's see. I guess always the top priority is I'm still looking for a job and I'm just not getting anywhere.
Michelle, what area of work are you wanting to get?
I'm an engineer, so.
I love that. You know what's crazy? I have to think of where it was. Delta? Okay, seriously, I just saw this today. Delta Airlines is hiring, like they have, if you go to deltahire.com or careers@delta.com, whatever it is, they mm-hmm. are hiring for all different engineers. I mean, and it's all remote. It's all remote. It's not everywhere. So I would seriously look at that. I would
okay.
seriously
yeah,
look
I will.
At that.
I will.
That's so crazy. Because I wasn't even going to watch this thing. And then it went in saying engineer. And there were different kinds of engineers, all different types of engineers. But they were like, engineer, and the pay was good. So I would say look into that. But I'm hearing in a month's time, you are going to have something in front of you. Whatever that means for you, in a month's time, you are going to have something in front of you. Okay, love?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. J.A., please let me know if that answer helped you. Let's see, who is this and what do they want? Holly, may I have a message from my mom, Lindsay, please, and thank you. Absolutely, Holly. The first thing that she's saying is the struggle is over. The struggle is over. Well, at least for her. She felt in life a lot like she was, the vision that I am seeing is like her climbing a mountain, and when she would think she was close to the top, like she would only be halfway, like the mountain would get bigger. Like through life, it wasn't always the easiest life for her, or there was something in life that she struggled with throughout a lot of her life. Struggle is over. The other thing that she is saying is that she I hear the words happy and grateful. Happy and grateful. Whatever that means, happy and grateful. And that there are some things coming in for you. And I see gold coins. I see some gold coins, and I see them, you know, usually I see them above a person coming down, but they're off a little bit from you. Like you would really have to hold out your hand to catch them. But they're meant for you. But they're right now, they're coming in here, but they're going to come to you. I don't know if you understand what that means or why they're coming in here and then coming to you. But that's the way I'm seeing them. I feel like these gold coins are meant for you and they're going to come to you. This could be, and I'm just giving examples. This doesn't mean this is the way it is. Like money's coming in and it's sitting someplace else and then somebody's going to disperse it to you. Or that perhaps you have a job like where you get, for example, you get commissions and they sit and then they get released to you after everything is finalized. So I'm also here, like when it comes like this and then comes to you, it's not like a direct. So whatever that means for you, that's where it is. And then also that you are going to have some fun. Oh my gosh, June and July should be so much fun for you. You should be out and about, and like I see like a lot of possibly dancing. I sing like I dance and I dance like I sing. Leave me alone. What is this little corny dance I'm doing? I think it's supposed to be like some kind of Latin dance, which I cannot do any sort of Latin dance. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that is what I'm getting for you, Holly. I hope, even if it's not a Latin dance, it's like you're going to be June and July as long as you're out and about, accept invitations, and have fun with it. And that's what I'm getting for you, love. That is what I'm getting for you. I think 415 is the next caller. Let's see, 415, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Oh, one second. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was cleaning my dishes. this is Jessica. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Okay. Can you? Yes. How can I help you, love?
Okay. Thank you. So I was speaking to this woman a couple of days ago, and she was talking to me about coming into this group to speak to them. And she wasn't sure if they were going to be open to me coming in or not. But I'm wondering if you're picking up anything about that. Like, are these people going to be interested in having me come in to speak?
Yes, they will. What I'm hearing for you, I'm just hearing absolutely they're going to be interested. The topic will be intriguing. Don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt your content. Just go in like you own it. Okay.
Oh, I love that. Go ahead.
What I'm really hearing is don't second guess yourself and don't second guess your content. Okay.
Yeah, you're so right with that, because that's exactly what came up, because she was talking to me about a certain topic. And I was like, getting a little bit nervous and doing the doubt thing. It's an old pattern. And also they'll pay me for it because I told her I wanted to get paid for it. I mean, obviously I'm not going to go do that for free. So they're going to be open to paying.
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
Just you know what? Just they're talking to you about it. They want you, and it will turn out well. And people respect what they paid for. They don't always respect what's free. So it's good that you're going to get paid for it. Okay, love?
Oh, thank you. Oh, please. I hope this really does work out. Turn a corner if you need me.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I hope this was helpful.
Yes. Thank you, Toni. I always appreciate your responses. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the night. You know what, you guys, I just scrolled down to see if JA responded, and JA did. Thank you so much, and said it all made sense, and I love that. Thank you, JA. And there are so many questions that overwhelmed me for a second. I can't even scroll to see how many callers there are. But I'm going to get through as many as I can. So please be patient. I know I don't always get to every question or caller, but I am going to try. Remember, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. And if you do have a question, you must push the 1 button on your keypad so that I know you have that you have a question. Otherwise, I think you're just listening in. Would love a message from my Aunt Jo if drawn to me. Okay, I take the questions in order as I can. I might lose my place and forgive me if I do. Okay, Aunt Jo, for Jennifer, sorry. The first thing she says is you were one of her favorites. She actually says you were her favorite. You two were quite similar, I'm getting. There were some similarities between the two of you. And I'm actually hearing, she doesn't mean this in a negative way, but you could have been her daughter. Not actually, but she's just saying you could have been her. I don't know if she means the way the two of you acted was so similar or your characteristics were so similar, but she definitely loved you enough that you could have been her daughter. She's also saying she's singing that song, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, or that song, she's not singing it, but that song is coming in. And I get the feeling her energy is so light and verbose or vivacious. She could have at times, she likes to joke and be really larger than life, or I just get that essence from her. And I get that she really wanted you to stand. I'm going to say this two different ways. Stand on your own or stand on what you wanted in life and not back down, to go for what you wanted. I feel like she wanted you to be very strong-willed and not cave to what other people might have wanted. If this makes sense, Jennifer, I'm sorry I'm saying that. I can be such a little goofball sometimes. Please let me know. I hope that message. And of course she loves you. And of course she loves you. Okay, I'm going to go to, I hope I did not do 954. 954, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Toni. It's Mary calling from Florida. Nice to hear you again. I'm having a lot of difficulty in a domestic situation, and I'm just wondering if you see any resolution or things straightening out in any way.
Mary, uh, I'm hearing a song, and I'm gonna try to do the song quickly. I think I want to say Fleetwood Mac, but I could be wrong. Players only love you when they're playing. Thunder only happens. Oh, that was horrible. When it's raining, players only love you when they're playing. For some reason, that song will summarize your situation. What I'm hearing is it's a standoff, and either someone's got a cave, but it does. Both of you are not in a that. It, there's not. I don't know if it's both, but there's not a position for someone to cave. There's like some stubbornness going on, but also a financial situation that will not let this. Whatever. This is like a excuse my voice. This is almost like a damned if I do, damned if I don't, damned if I will, damned if I won't situation, where it seems as though you don't have choices, and you're waiting for the other to cave. Does that make sense, Mary?
Waiting. I didn't get the last word. Waiting for the...
the other person to, like, cave or go or something like that. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yeah, kind of, but there's a financial issue involved because... whoever leaves, or if both leave, there's nowhere to go at this point. It's a financial, you know, connection that neither one has an answer to. If they decide to take the high road, sounds good, but where are you going to go? And
right.
I think I feel that my partner is having mental problems and he refuses to get help, and it seems to be escalating. And I have physical issues where right now I can't make a move either way. So,
Mary,
it's kind of,
Mary,
yeah.
I only have like a minute left in the show and I really want to answer your question. So I'm going to do my best, but I have to, first of all, it seems like your partner could be, I wasn't lying, Mary. I was not lying. It seems like your partner, what I'm sensing, could be some sundowners or dementia or whatever coming in. That's not just one of the things I would do. Well, there's so much, and it's so difficult. Is even though you can't move, just be out of the home, walking around, doing what you can as much as you can. I don't feel like... what I feel like, and it's really difficult to rush this message, but I feel like if one of you leave, it's going to either be to like assisted living or something like that. So be patient, hold on tight, spend as much time out of the home as possible, and allow yourself to call in help. If he will not go someplace to get checked, you can call in social workers or home health care workers, or call his doctor and see if somebody can't come. And in the evening, when he's probably more, you know, and have them check on that. Everybody, anxiety. I'm so sorry if I did not get to your call or your question. I will for sure be back Monday at noon, but I'm going to try to do a show this weekend. I love you all so much. Have a very amazing day. And Patrick, thank you for joining the show today. Thank you all. And thank you.